From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A third bomb goes off in Saudi Arabia, this time in Medina. A suicide bomber detonated a device near the security headquarters of the Prophet's Mosque in Medina, Saudi Arabia, the second holiest site in Islam. The blast followed others in Qatif and Jeddah on Monday, the last day of the Muslim holy fasting month of Ramadan and the start of the Eid al-Fitr festival. Pictures circulating on social media showed dark smoke billowing from flames near the mosque. Neither of the explosions earlier in the day caused any civilian fatalities. Two security guards sustained minor injuries in Jeddah. The death toll from Sunday's suicide truck bombing in the Iraqi capital of Baghdad continues to rise as more bodies are recovering from the rubble. Iraqi officials said Monday at least 151 have died in one of the deadliest attacks in Baghdad since the American invasion of 2003. Georgetown University visiting professor R. Nicholas Pallarino says as long as Islamic State holds key territory, such attacks will never go away.
They have what's called these rat lines from these different safe haven areas where they can get into large cities like Baghdad and destroy things and kill people. As long as you have those safe havens where the Islamic State, then they're able to project their destruction to other areas, not only in the region, but also to Europe and hopefully never to the United States, but you never know what's going to happen.
Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina paid her respects today at a ceremony honoring the 20 hostages and two police officers killed during a siege at an upscale restaurant in Dhaka. Islamic State has claimed responsibility for the attack, but any direct connection to the militant group has not as yet been confirmed. This is VOA News.